Hey, welcome. You're here on the Independence 88.5 FM Southern California listener-powered public radio. My name is Byron Gonzalez, and you're joining me here for an 88.5 Live in-studio live stream with a really cool artist from right here in Los Angeles. He's joining us right now for this special live stream with Katsu Oso.
What's up, bro? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on by. We finally made it happen. We've been talking about it for quite a while. Seriously. And then pandemic hit, and then now you're here, and you got a lot of things to talk about. But first, let's start off with a song. What song are you going to play for us right now?
I'll do Amor Extraño first.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Amor Extraño right here on the Independence 88.5 FM. We got Amor Extraño from Katsu Oso. That's one of his latest singles. He also has a music video out for that one. It's a really fun music video. Did you have fun making that music video?
Dude, that was a lot of fun, yeah. It was like 3 days of like shooting all day.
Yeah, and you were all doing it in East LA. Mm-hmm. Really loving the Mariachi Plaza like scenes were really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was behind the story for that video?
I partnered up with one of my friends, Varsity Punks.
And okay.
We worked on the concept of the story. Like, I just shot him the kind of the idea that I was thinking. I was going for like a novella style video, and he kind of like created this story around it.
That's and cool.
Yeah, this came about.
Yeah, nice. I have so many questions for you right now. You know, you're going to be working on new music, but the one thing that I'm really curious about right now, well, since you have a show coming up on mm-hmm. December 10th at the Lodge Room, and you did play at the concert series for Grand Park, mm-hmm. Grand Park Performances. Now that you're back in the live scene again, and most of us are, how do you feel about that? Like, what goes through your mind when you first hit that stage at the Grand Performance?
Damn. Well, that one I got like those pre-show jitters for sure. Like, I was scared. I haven't played a show in so long, so just being up there was pretty scary. But as soon as we started, like, and hearing the crowd cheering and singing along to the songs kind of brought me back to like the pre-COVID shows that we were having, you know? And it kind of like eases your mind once you're performing.
And now you've been an artist for quite a while. You've done shows. You've done so many shows. But coming back to it after like that and the traction that you've gained over the years, how does it feel from when you were first playing shows to now?
Man, well,
does that ever go through your head? You're like, I come a long way, or
But it's exciting to see like the new faces, you know, and seeing like new people getting introduced to my music and kind of sharing what I felt when I wrote those songs, you know, and they're just finding out about them, so they're feeling everything like in real time. So it's like it's very exciting, you know. It brings me back to like the moment when I wrote them. So,
yeah, that you get flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Nice, nice. So now that you have this show coming up on December 10th, what can people expect? Are they going to be able to listen to some of the new music that you've been working on?
Yeah, totally. We're performing a few new songs. I don't want to give away too much, we're performing a couple of the new ones, a couple from the new record.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I haven't seen merch from you in a while. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get some new merch for the Christmas season?
Yeah, we're having new merch at the December 10th show that I'm really excited about. This is probably my favorite design out of all the designs that I've had.
Nice. And then, did you have some role in designing it, or did you just were able to pick a person to design it because you trust them?
Well, yeah, my friend Sam, he did the cover he did the cover art for Amor Extraño, and I've loved his work ever since we started working together. So I've partnered up with him to work on this new merch, and it came out fucking beautiful.
And big props to Sam. He's been doing a lot of art for many people in the scene right now, and it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. This will be the first time I get to see you live as well. So it'll be interesting to see you in the full band.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people are in your band?
For the Lodge Room show, we're going to be a five-piece.
A five-piece?
Yeah, one of my friends is going to jump on the trumpet.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
is that first really time? Cool. Is that first
no,
time?
No, he did it for the grand performances too.
Okay, yeah, sweet, yeah. Sweet. Let's take another break right now. What song are you gonna perform for us next?
I'll do Los Angeles Lindo y Querido.
Oh, the one that you did for Tecate.
That one.
All right, cool. Take it away, Katsuoso. Amor Lindo y Querido.
Despacio pasa el tiempo cuando estoy sin ti. Qué suave me la paso ahí. Tu hermosura con tanto valor. Sin camisas porque da calor. Cuerpos dorados nadando por el mar. Solo pa' tener que hacer. Con mil memorias no vuelvo a encontrar. Espero a volverte a ver. Y sé que no hay nadie más. De ti nunca quiero separar. Y sé que no hay nadie más. Nunca nadie puede
Katsu also live in studio here at the Independence 88.5 FM. Thanks for playing that song. Yeah, yeah. I loved it when you first released it, part of the Tecate campaign.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Give me a little behind the scenes of that song, because for me, I think it probably was kind of easy to write because I don't know, when you imagine Los Angeles, the city you grew up in, would the words would just fall out. Was it that kind of sense?
You know, it really was, because they told me, they were like, you know, we're trying writing a love letter to Los Angeles. And I was like, I don't know what to write, you know, like, what do you mean? But it was, they gave me like 3 days to do it. So soon as we started, like everything was just falling into place, you know, and I was supposed to come with this demo of this song to the producer, and I was kind of like stressing because I was like, what if they don't like it? Like, I wonder what the other artists are doing. Like, what if they're doing like some more funkier stuff? And I'm over here coming like with a little bolero, you know?
Yeah.
And I pulled up with it and they loved it. And then we got Mariachi Lindas Mexicanas to come in and lay down trumpets and strings, and it became this whole big production, and I love how it came out.
Yeah, it goes, it meshes well, because the other artists were the Delirians and E Arenas, and if I'm not mistaken, Innerwave too, right?
No, they didn't do this one. It was just E Arenas.
Oh no, they. I'm they thinking Innerwave. That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it came out really great, and then how it all meshed well, it just it was good.
And we had I had no idea what the other track sounded. So
until the day of.
Yeah. So once we heard everything together, it was like, damn, this fits.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's crazy. Fits. Can you tell me a little bit about like your writing process? Maybe even including this song. Are you the type of, I know that many people have called you like this bedroom pop artist. But do you ever travel outside for inspiration when you're writing, or is everything inside in your bedroom?
Well, I feel like my songs come from experiences and my friends' experiences too. So like some of my friends are like feeling down or they're going through something and they tell me about what they're going through, then I kind of, if I don't have anything to write about, I put myself in their shoes and write from like their perspective.
Oh,
so yeah, but I do like to take walks and go to the park and just kind of be by myself and my thoughts and kind of get a feel of what song I want to write.
Okay, you know? Cool. Let's talk a little bit about what you may have for us, the fans, coming up in this next year. You've been working on some new music.
Yeah.
And that is, was the writing process for this one and the creation process kind of similar to what you've done in the past?
No, this was actually a lot different. With this one, I have a whole record already done and ready to go. And Charlie Brand from Ninja Tigers co-produced it with me.
Oh,
and
crazy.
We've just been going at it with every song on this record. And we met up for 1 week and we were just like writing new songs. Like, we wanted to do something fresh, you know? So for 1 week, we're just every day in the studio just writing new tracks. And once we had like a skeleton of the songs we wanted, then for the next like 3 months, we were just in the studio every day kind of just making it.
Oh, wow.
Come
so,
to life.
So were these songs mostly written in the studio this time around?
Yeah, majority of them. I wrote some of them at Sonic Ranch when I went with Kosmikov. I went out there for like a songwriting camp.
Okay.
And I wrote like 2 songs out there and I brought them back. Well, I wrote like 12 songs out there, but from all those songs, like I felt like 2 or 3 needed to be on the record.
Okay.
So
the songs on this new album are like fresh. They're like 2020.
Totally.
2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
And all live drums. Everything is very lively, which I love. You know, I feel like I have such a connection to these songs now and I can't wait for people to hear them.
Because you had like a real hand in it. And like,
yeah. It was just like instruments. When I was in my bedroom making music, I was programming drums and I was using like MIDI synths and stuff. And,
okay.
But with this, it was like we wanted to go full like live kit, running through like analog gear and like a real Moog and a real Mellotron and just kind of capture that essence, you know, realness.
Do you, or maybe if you are still working on it, do you have like an idea of the aesthetic of the album? Because I know your previous albums have like, colors are a very big part of it. I mean, even your last EP was named Color.
Mm-hmm.
But even previously, it was just like colors. You know what I mean? Is this kind of going to go around the same way? You're thinking darker.
You know what? This is a bit darker. Yeah. Like, there's still love songs and songs about like my life and my friends' lives. But I feel like there's like a dark sense to them. Not in terms of like minor chords and like very sad songs, but just like the lyrics and everything about it is just like, damn, this boy's going through it, you know, or went through it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody went through the pandemic. So lingering feelings and tribulations of the pandemic, right?
Totally. But then we do have those poppy love songs that I hope people are going to love.
Okay, cool. Let's take another break right now. And yeah. I still have more questions for you, but I want to hear another song. What's the next song?
This is actually going to be a new song. It's called Solo en mi Fantasía.
Cool. You heard it here first, and brand new song from Katsuoso. He's taking a little drink. But you're here on the Independence 88.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Take it away, Katsu.
Cool.
Me siento bien, simple por saber que ya no estás tan lejos. Si algo raro vuelve a suceder, por lo menos estamos juntos. No hay otra forma de expresar que todo mi amor te apartó. Si aún no me quieres, nena, dímelo sin dudar. Solo en mi fantasía. Solo en mi fantasía. Solo en mi fantasía.
Nice. That is Katsuoso with a brand new song, Solo Mi Fantasía, which is still yet to be released. Do we have a release date for that?
Can't say that yet.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But you heard it here first. And you heard it here first. So you can download it or whatever.
There you go.
Pirate it. Put it on a tape cassette.
Hell yeah.
That was great. I got a lot of pop punk feeling. Definitely made me think back to Sum 41, Good Charlotte, Blink 182. Were you listening to a lot of pop punk during the creation of this song?
It did come about. Like when I first started writing it, it was like, this sounds very pop punkish.
Yeah.
I guess it's just like subconsciously because I would listen to that like back in high school, you know. But for this, we're kind of going for like, I was listening to a lot of The Cure. We're kind of going for that vibe, you know.
Interesting. Yeah, they are dark, but they're also very poppy.
Yeah, and I can't wait for you to hear the recorded version. It's like super, it's like 80s. It's really cool.
Okay,
I love it.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Now I want to get to know you a little bit more as a little bit of a artist/human. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, like, when you were growing up, what was an album that you could not stop listening to?
You know, I got really into Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Like, knowing how much love and time Brian Wilson put into that and just seeing, like, the whole Wrecking Crew, like, just in the studio making these songs happen. It was just, like, back-to-back track that I just was stuck on.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you listened to it from front to back?
Time. And it was never like a skip. Let me skip this song. Actually, you know what? Sloop John B. Like, kind of like, you know.
It's overplayed type of thing.
Not a big Mike Love fan. Okay. You know, more of a Brian Wilson fan. But every song on that record, I just love it. Same goes for Abbey Road. I feel like Abbey Road was a big inspiration for me.
I can't wait to, if they ever do make like an Abbey Road Disney Plus.
Totally.
Thing. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be so sick.
Now, what was one of the first concerts you ever been to, and what was one of the best concerts you ever been to?
Dude, my first concert, it was 2008. I saw the Kooks at the Wiltern, and I saw the Morning Benders open up for the Kooks. And what's crazy is that the lead singer of the Morning Benders, Chris Chu, is actually featured on my new album.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like,
it's crazy. So surreal.
Yeah, it's like two of my like growing up like icons. Like Charlie Brand produced this record with me, and then Chris Chu is on a song. Like, it blew my mind. Like when we have like a group chat and we start talking or texting each other, it's like a mind fuck for me.
Damn.
It's like, is this real life right now?
That's like super surreal. Like, yeah, made it, right?
Dude, crazy, man. I'm just very appreciative of him, you know.
Nice. Was that also the best concert you ever been to then?
Well, it was my first one, and it blew my mind just being at a live show. So
that's the answer to the second part of the question.
What was the best show?
Yeah.
I actually saw Brian Wilson perform Pet Sounds at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow.
And that was really sick. God, man, I've been to so many shows, I can't even just point one out to you.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the most recent one, Julieta Venegas.
Julieta Venegas is such a great show, man. She is great live. And at the YouTube amphitheater or the YouTube theater,
yeah,
it almost feels like it's like a place where they have plays. So it's very like...
Very fancy.
Very fancy. Very nice. Yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Yeah. And I want to know, like, before you started doing music and all that, what was like the first job you ever held, if any?
My first job?
Yeah.
I was working retail. Well, my first job was American Apparel.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Crazy.
I know. And then I went to like Urban Outfitters for a little bit. And then I worked at Tommy Hilfiger and then at Lucky Brand. Yeah. I hated the retail life, bro.
Yeah.
Especially bad. Like towards the end, because I would have like people come in that knew my music and like would recognize me.
Oh, so you were still doing music while you were doing retail.
And
oh,
it was awkward, bro, because like we had to offer people credit cards and stuff. So it's like,
do you want to sign up for
a credit card?
That's hilarious. You know? Damn, there you go. And those people that saw you at the retail place were your number ones.
Totally, totally.
You ever still see them? Do you ever remember them?
Yeah, they still pull up to the shows, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Cool. So the interview is already over here, but let's end it with a song. Let's end the interview. By the way, thank you again for tuning in. This is the 88.5 Live in-studio live stream sessions, and we got Katsu also finishing up the interview and performance with a song. What's the last song you're going to be performing?
I'm going to do Secuestro al Corazón.
All right. Yeah. That was off his last EP called Colors.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Secretos acá entre nos, suspiros, nos tiembla la voz, un secuestro al corazón sin heridas, capturado por tu amor, un secuestro al corazón. No me digas que todo esto fue un error. Sé muy bien que estamos deprisa y no me dejes escapar. Prisionero a tu sonrisa. En realidad solo aquí quiero andar y yo no sé qué hacer, embobado en tu querer. Quiero compartir todos tus caprichos, espero repetir ayer. salvación. Un secuestro al corazón, sin heridas, capturado por tu amor. Un secuestro al corazón, no me digas que todo esto fue un error. Un secuestro al corazón. Secuestro al corazón.